Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
Oi, hello, and welcome to another podcast.
Is it another one?
Hello, we're doing another one.
God damn, there's a lot.
Yeah, we do them all.
Yeah, this is a whole lot of them. This is, the 75th one here?
Right, something like that. Now listen, I'm going to tell you about who is sponsoring this here podcast. And it's Fallow That Bird, which has started its pre-production phases.
Whoa.
It's a thing starring the ever-lovable Muppet himself, Jared Kershaw, as Bird.
Oh, ooh.
He's the biggish bird. It is a new dramedy from the folks who brought you such great things as...
I don't remember what your shorts were named.
Memoirs of Macabre.
No, I knew that.
Oh. I was going to give it...
1, 2, 3, shoot.
What? No, oh God, no. I needed specific... Oh God, the whole bit's done.
All right.
No, it's not done. It's done when I say it's done.
Oh, okay.
Superliminal Films. The fine folks who gave you 1, 2, 3, shoot. And the time being.
Well, there you go. That's one of them.
That's one of them.
How about Arcade? That's a good one.
Arcade.
It's not funny at all, though.
Arcade.
Check that one out.
Do it.
Internet Lead, that's a good one.
Internet Lead is the best.
It is the best one. Just working, I'm just chilling my own creative endeavors.
Fallow That Bird!
I cannot wait. Jared, you're done.
All coming right. To an interweb near you.
Righto. So shall we just keep going then?
I mean, you've committed to this bit.
Right, all right, I will. So my first movie is Life After Flash.
I see.
From the year 2017, watched on July? IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 34 minutes. This is a documentary directed by Lisa Downs.
Now my accent.
Watched on July is just destroyed me.
Right, starring Sam J. Jones, Melody Anderson, and Brian Blessed.
Oh, Brian Blessed. Mm. I love Brian Blessed. Fucking Hawkman from Flash.
He's very good in this.
Yeah.
IMDb summary. Life After Flash looks at the roller coaster life of Sam J. Jones since his role as Flash Gordon, his struggles and successes, and the aftermath of when he went up against one of the most powerful producers in Hollywood.
Flash. King of the Impossible?
I don't know if I can keep doing high notes and that voice. I gotta pick one.
I haven't picked any.
All right.
Bullet points. Good behind-the-scenes talks with cast of Flash Gordon. Sequel was originally planned but scrapped because Sam J. Jones was such a complete doorbox. Jones's life has ups and downs mainly of his own doing and didn't make me hate Jones, but didn't make me enjoy him either.
Sounds about right.
Sam Jones is kind of a controlling D-bag. It's not all his fault. There's definitely something wrong there. But I tell you, this is certainly a documentary you can watch. I did. I would never do it again. IMDb has given this the 6.6 Rotten Tomato Critics. 8 of them. Give this 88%. Rotten Tomato audiences, 38 of them. Gave this 86%. I give it a 7.5. I only enjoyed the parts where other people talked about Flash Gordon movie and not Sam Jones. Good day.
I watched The Karate Kid Part 2. After a brief jaunt into the... Oh, you made it back.
I don't know how long I can keep him away.
Yeah, it's... You gotta... I mean, you're doing good with the stick there. Just keep poking at him. He doesn't like the pointy end. Sounds pretty gory. This movie was made in 1986. I watched it on Blaze at 420. IMDb minutes, 1 hour, 53 of them. The genre, drama, action, sure. Directed again by John G. Avildsen. So just to get into this for a moment, I do mine in the order I watch them.
Sure.
So I watched The Karate Kid by myself. My girlfriend wanted to watch The Platform. We had a Netflix party because this was quarantine, heavy quarantine times.
Heavy, heavy.
And then I went back and watched Karate Kid Part 2 on my own.
Okay.
So that's just how it worked.
That's how it should work. I also do them in order.
Yeah. So this is going to be, this is how we watch it. This is if you listen to the little tagline in the beginning, it's every movie they watch. Dun, dun, dun. In the order they watch it. Whoa. So that's how that works. Starring Tamlin Tomita, Yuji Okamoto, Martin Cove. I didn't want to just relist the same people I did in the last one.
I was going to say, does none of these people come back?
Oh, no. I said the pointy end, Tim.
Pretty Gory was my name in kindergarten.
That's what you told me when you got here. That's the only fact you have about your life?
So right.
All right. So IMDb summary here. Daniel accompanies Mr. Miyagi to his home in Okinawa. Miyagi visits his dying father and confronts his old rival, while Daniel falls in love and inadvertently makes a new rival of his own.
Oh.
Bullet point thoughts on this movie. It feels like the first film kind of gets abandoned in certain ways, especially to do with the love interest, the Elizabeth Shue storyline, kind of like it just gets kind of tossed aside and kind of just feels like, let's go to Japan so we can leave all that other stuff unresolved and just kind of go. It all still works really well. It's still an enjoyable film to watch. It's really well crafted, and I think it does a job of being more successful than most sequels, and I think a lot of that comes off of the interplay again between Ralph Macchio and Pat Morita, which is just fucking legendary.
Yeah, that's true.
IMDb gives us a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 31 of them give this 45%. Audience, 121,968 give this 51%.
Sure.
So I am disagreeing with all of them and going a little higher at a 6.5 out of 10 because I watch it for the glory of love.
Oh, wow. Glory of love. I don't even want to do another movie. I want to end it like that.
Sorry. We have to do it in order of when I watched it. So, but don't worry. I won't disappoint you with my second film.
All right.
you looked over.
I see it. That's too funny. Yep. All righty. Well, this movie I watched because, I don't know, I was feeling weird and I was like, I want to watch every cop movie there is.
Holy
cop
shit.
In the title, because we jokingly said we were going to rank them at one point.
Yeah, we did jokingly say
that. And then I was like, I could watch a bunch of cop movies. Samurai Cop.
I've heard of this.
From 1991.
Mm-hmm.
Watched it on August 2nd.
Uh-huh.
1 hour, 36 minutes. I was going to keep doing the voice, but this movie doesn't deserve it.
I'm happy you didn't.
Yeah, no, it fucking hurts.
Yep.
Action crime thriller directed by Amir Shervin, starring Robert Zadar, Matthew...
Oh, man, I love Robert Zadar. Maniac Cop.
Yeah?
Yes, that's the Maniac Cop.
Perfect.
Yep.
Matthew Carideus and Janice Farley. Your IMDb movie summary, Joe Marshall and Frank Washington.
Joe Marshall? Police officer Joe Marshall?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
And his partner, Frank Washington.
Okay.
Is he the black cop with that name? Yeah.
Mm.
Are two tenacious police detectives who seek at all costs.
So they're tenacious Ds?
They're tenacious Ds for sure.
Okay.
Who seek at all costs to stop the Katana, a renegade Yakuza gang composed of violent and sadistic killers who want to lead the drug trade in Los Angeles.
I see.
This movie is a huge piece of shit.
It sounds like it wasn't winning me over anytime
Here's
soon.
Here's the thing, right? This movie, I understand it has a cult following and people love it.
Okay.
Because it's not great.
Right.
But here's the thing. If you made this today as a comedy, this would be the greatest thing ever.
Right.
Because it's intended to be this bad.
Yeah.
This is insulting. It is awful.
Okay.
I am sad that I watched it.
Shit.
Bullet points. Bad movie that has a cult following that I'll never understand. Again, if this was released today as a comedy, it could sell it.
Yep.
Because it would feel like a Kung Fury or something
sure.
like that. But
well, they'd lean into that.
They would have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Director makes sure not only do you see boobies, but they're going to stay front and center for as long as he damn well pleases.
Okay.
It's just largely bullshit is my last bullet point.
Boobies and bullshit.
Boobies and bullshit.
Okay.
Our new podcast, Boobies and Bullshit.
Boobies and Bullshit with Tim and Max.
Oh, God.
All right. I'm just thinking in my head what that podcast will actually consist of.
You know what? You know what? I'll throw it down. I'm going to throw the gauntlet.
Oh, shit.
If we get the requisite amount of rates and reviews to be on Rotten Tomatoes, it's what, 250?
200, but let's 200. Go 250. Let's not.
Oh, I'll take 200. 200 rates and reviews so we can get on to Rotten Tomatoes as critics, we will start the Boobies and Bullshit with Tim
and Max. Boobies and Bullshit. And we will let you, the audience, tell us what the hell that means.
Yeah, we will let you make it up.
We'll let you vote. We'll come up with a few ideas of logical things.
So put in your 5-star rating.
Yeah.
And then underneath, write, Boobies and Bullshit needs to be about. Boom.
Yeah.
We'll do it for you.
I will do it for you.
I know you got 199 friends out there. Come on.
Yeah, I don't.
No, me either.
Whew. I think I've exhausted all my friends, and they're no longer friends with me for that exhausting effort.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I'm glad you started this, because this is way better than talking about this piece of shit movie. IMDb gave it 4.6. Rotten Tomato critics? Uh-uh. Audience on Rotten Tomatoes? 706 people gave it 47%.
Okay.
Gave it a 3.
Okay.
Mostly because it's fine as a piece of working film cinema. It's
in focus.
They did it. Yeah, it's in focus for sure.
Okay.
Mostly. One last note. It has a sequel, largely with the same cast, that came out in 2015.
Holy shit.
And I don't know if I'd want to, like, would this be like, we learned our lesson?
I don't know. That's so interesting.
It's crazy interesting, and I don't think I want to be the one to figure it out, though.
Man, that's exciting. Maybe I need to go into a blind, never seen the first one.
Maybe, because I mean, I can't trust its weird fan base to tell me that it's good or not.
And I think Robert Zadar passed away, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't actually know.
So, I don't know for sure either.
He was older.
Yeah.
In this movie, so.
So, I got a movie.
You do have a movie. Please, I'm so glad.
It's a lot like Guns Akimbo.
It is a lot like Guns Akimbo.
It is.
An episode or an episode ago? Yeah. Episode ago.
It is 1987's The Running Man.
Yay!
So, it's funny because, spoiler alert for all you people who are watching, I have a weird Daniel Radcliffe movie in the next one.
What?
Yeah.
Couldn't plan that.
No, absolutely not. So I watched this in good old Blaze It 420.
I am so many movies that day.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, this is just April. All of April gets 420.
Oh,
because I do the months, yeah. So I know it's also going to annoy Sam.
Oh, Blaze It, Sam.
So definitely got to do that.
Hi, Sam.
Hi. It is 1 hour and 41 minutes. It is an action sci-fi film. It is directed by Paul Michael Glazer. Stars Arnold Schwarzenegger, Maria Conchita Alonso, Richard Dawson.
This movie is so freaking good.
This movie is a blast for me. The summary is in dystopian America, a falsely convicted policeman gets a shot at freedom when he must forcibly participate in a TV game show where runners must battle killers known as stalkers for a chance at the freedom.
Yeah.
The freedom.
The freedom.
The freedom. Bullet points on this movie. It's really hard for me to truly, objectively, as like a viewer and critiquer of film, to do that with this particular film. I watched this movie a shitload as a kid.
So
and I thought this movie was so fucking cool. Trying my best to be objective with this film. It is not one of the best Arnold Schwarzenegger movies. There are some fight scenes, like the Sub-Zero fight scene kind of sucks. I mean, it's a pretty cool concept that it's on like an ice hockey rink and his name's Sub-Zero. And
he's a pro wrestler too.
Yes. Yeah. With Professor,
I forget his last
name. Tohiro Tokunawa or something like that.
That sounds right.
He is fantastic. He's in Pee-wee's Big Adventure. He's in a bunch of stuff. He is just the man.
He's not the only wrestler in this movie.
No. And it's really, It's the premise is so neat. I think that Glasser, however you say his last name. Sorry, Paul. He leans so hard into the, oh, wow, like, this is a really, like, poignant, like, kind of nod of how nasty and terrible things can go if people continue their hungry obsession with entertainment. And it's not even really that deep of a topic. It's like people have always kind of been shitty. I mean, going all the way back to the Gladiator times, people always wanted to watch bullshit, right? Mm-hmm. Like Bread in a Circus. Like that's just the name for the Circus Maximus. And that's like, you're not really hinting at anything new or interesting there. I just wish they had leaned in more to the Running Man as like an aspect of, like, there's so many interesting things, like with the lawyers in it and how, like, you know, he makes Arnold sign off on his, you're just signing your life away. You're going to die. So you need to sign off that you can't sue us. Like, there's aspects to it that are really interesting. Instead of keying into that, it kind of just made this like more middle of the road, campy Arnold vessel where, and there's even a few Arnold catchphrases that are recycled from other movies in here. But there's one of my favorites, which is you better save room for my fist because I'm going to jam it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine. And it's like stuff
classic.
Like that. Yeah, it's so bad. It's so good. And you got that fucking great John Parr song at the end, Running Away With You, one of my favorites. There's so much I love about this and so much it doesn't quite work. But I'll tell you what works great, in my opinion, in this movie, and I think it's kind of like the fucking powerhouse, is Richard Dawson.
Oh my God. Richard Dawson playing a silly version of himself, essentially.
Yeah, like a villain.
So
he's so good in this one. Yeah, I like him a lot in here. IMDb gives us a 6.7 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 42 went back and gave it a 64%.
Better audience, than I thought.
Audience, 80,831 gave it a 60%.
Okay.
And I, again, like the darts, I'm going right in the middle of the cluster with a 6.5.
That seems right.
10. If I'd seen The Running Man for the first time in my life today, I probably would rank it lower.
That's fair.
Like, if I was just at it, like, probably cold watched, crazy. Yeah, I'd probably watch it like a, like 5.5, maybe. Sure. It's not a bad movie. It's an extremely fun to watch movie. Not like bad. It just kind of doesn't do enough.
I have a fun Running Man story.
Okay.
In high school, as an assignment, I had to pick a movie that had a book version and then do a book report on the book. And the teacher was going to watch the movie. The Running Man is based off a book
by Richard Bachman,
which is Stephen King.
Yep.
So I chose that. And she says, "Why did you choose this?" And I said, "I wanted to force you to watch that movie."
Nice. Did you like the movie?
No.
Okay, it sounds about right.
I think she gave me a C.
The old, "You did the assignment." God
yeah.
damn you.
You showed up, you bastard.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.